For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I hope you're doing great. At the time of this taping, we will have already had our Mirror 8 Women's Conference. So I believe I'm going to be able to bring a report to you, which will be next week, about how awesome it was. Because I know on this end, going into it, we are gearing up. We're hearing great reports of you planning to attend. God's downloading me, even again, insight and additions that I believe I'm to share that night. And what I'll do, my brethren, you know, I've got a mini book that we put together called Determined. And it outlines many of the, I call them bullets, major points that I want to cover that night. But already God's given me some more. So I think it's kind of neat. What I'll do is just keep adding to that mini book. You can write to us at any time. We'll ship that out to you. It's $5. But just some strong nuggets that I believe will help lift you up to be determined to face some things that perhaps are going on in your life. You know, it even began in my heart early January 2013. I just once again started watching the news and hearing of this state allowing that or this state in the country doing that. And I started reflecting back over the last decade and I thought, mercy, mercy. In the last decade alone, I've seen someone command that the Ten Commandments, you know, are not allowed on the wall. Or I saw in one little city, one little township or whatever those are called, little area in the Midwest, you're not allowed to have your nativity scenes to be displayed. And, you know, it just starts to nauseate you. And I thought, okay, you know, we've got a voice. We're allowed to exercise our voice as believers in Jesus Christ. But maybe for you, you have, you know, a pretty good handle on that. Maybe it's your personal areas in your life. Like, man, you're struggling with these health issues. Or, you know, maybe you just have just some genuine concerns over your kids and your kids' futures. Or lack of finances. I don't know. But whatever it is, I've learned, we are going to have to be one determined bunch of folk to face the onslaught that's out there when you walk out the front door. But the good news is we've got everything we need to be able to do that through Jesus Christ. And you've got to, my friend, not just hear that kind of truth intellectually and nod your head. You've got to take a step into that arena and experience, if you will, that true power of God, that true word of God going to work on your behalf and cutting through the muck and the mire. You know, Jesus ruled in life, my friend. Romans 5:17, all who receive God's abundant grace and are freely put right with him will rule in life through Christ. That's what we're to be doing. Jesus did. He brought heaven to earth. That's what we're to do. But we're going to have to be determined to do it. Join me tomorrow. More on this on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.